Sully walked toward her through the noisy hail of falling televisions and backyard pools and cartons of cigarettes and high-heeled shoes and a great big pole hairdryer and a pay telephone that hit and vomited a jackpot of quarters. He walked toward her with a feeling of relief, that feeling you get only when you are coming home. "I keep safe," holding out her arms now. "Poor boy, I keep safe." Sully stepped into the dead circle of her embrace as people screamed and ran, and all things American fell out of the sky, blitzing I-95 north of Bridgeport with their falling glitter. She put her arms around him. "I keep safe," she said, and Sully was in his car. Traffic was stopped all around him, four lanes of it. The radio was on, tuned to WKND. The Platters were singing Twilight Time. And Sully couldn't breathe. Nothing appeared to have fallen out of the sky. Except for the traffic tie-up, everything seemed to be in good order. But how could that be? How could it be when he still had Bobby Garfield's old baseball glove on his hand? "I keep safe," old Mama-san was saying. "Poor boy, poor American boy, I keep safe." Sully couldn't breathe. He wanted to smile at her. He wanted to tell her he was sorry, that some of them had at least meant well, but he had no air, and he was very tired. He closed his eyes and tried to raise Bobby's glove one final time, get one final shallow whiff of that oily, summery smell, but it was too heavy.